John in Texas City, Tom, he wonders, how does he determine the price of his home? In other words, he's shopping. He wants to know,
yes,
how should I expect, how much should I pay to expect pay per square foot for a home?
That's a question that can never be answered. I don't know. Because every home is different. Every home has a different appliance. Every home has a different roof. Every home has a different built a lot that's sitting on.
Yeah, but in a neighborhood, in a neighborhood, can't you say that it's going to house in this neighborhood or about this much per square foot or
no,
so on?
No, that's actually really a good point you're making. When you sell a home that's been there for a long time, you can go and look at the square footage costs in the neighborhood for the last 6 months, see which every home that has sold, say in the last 6 months, these 14 homes were sold, the square footage and what the average square foot cost was for that person. But if you're building a new one, no.
But if I'm building a new one, is there no?
No. You have to have the plans. You have to have the lot. The lot is going to cost different prices.
There's no range, Tom? I mean, for how much it would cost to build a
custom
home?
Yeah, I can give you a range anywhere from $150 to $500 a square foot.
It's like when
I'm serious.
Hey, well,
you can't.
It's like when people
this
ask
is
me.
Why yeah. This is why you price it out. Now, when I was building, sure. I was building homes about $150 to $250 a square foot.
Mm-hmm.
But people wanted steam showers. You know, they were custom homes. You can't. There is no regular cost that you can go from neighborhood to neighborhood, from acreage to acreage, and say, hey, all the homes are going to be in this range. The range is going to go all over the place. So,
okay.
No, you have to have it priced out from your plans. That's why you go to builders. You have them price out the home. You take a look at what they've got on there. They're going to give you appliance, mm-hmm. You know, allowances, carpet allowances, floor covering allowances.
Sure.
And you go to one neighborhood, it's $1 million for a lot. You go to another neighborhood, it's $25,000 for the lot.
Years ago, when I was working, when I was a little, first here in Houston, we looked at buying a house in West U.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There? Yeah.
Back in the 80s, you know, if you could fog a mirror, they'd sell you a house. But
yes.
So we looked at buying this house in West U, and she says it was practically a teardown. She says $400,000. And I said, you're out of your mind. Huh. And she said, well, the lot alone is worth $300,000 or $400,000. I said, so the house is free.
So, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
There are cases like that, but
right.
There's so many variables, it's amazing. You, mm-hmm. you build the same house on 50 acres and that you would build on a little suburban lot, and you don't have to worry. And when you do it on the 50 acres, you have to have wells, you have to have propane tanks, you have mm-hmm. to have septic systems, you have to build a road to get to your home, you have to buy the electrical service as they run 15 poles to the house because you want it back on the back 20 acres. It's not house to house. There's no range. So it's only done after the fact when the neighborhood's developed that you can do a per square foot cost of a home. And it's usually 20, 30 years old, the neighborhoods.